Very happy now to be joined by Dr. Heidi Riccio. She is the superintendent of schools for Essex Tech. Dr. Riccio, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, tell me a little bit about what's been happening before we get to future plans. Recap a little bit, if you would, spring session and maybe how it went into the summertime, because I think you guys probably went offline March 13, too. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Yep, just at the start of our third trimester.
Yeah. So since then, I'm gathering, like everyone else, you went to remote learning and so on, but how did graduation go and all those kinds of things where kids have to move on? Tell me a little bit about what that process was.
We have not yet had graduation. We decided, we sent out a parent and student survey and gave them a short window, and they overwhelmingly requested to have a live graduation. So we decided to delay graduation until August 1st with a rain date of August 2nd. We were really hopeful that the governor, as he developed his reopening plan of the state, we were hopeful that we would be able to do that. And we're fortunate that yes, after yesterday's press conference, and they did send out graduation protocols, that we are able to in fact have a live graduation on the field in August.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that will take some of the sting out of things, I'm sure.
Yes, we have some students that have actually joined the service, about five or six of them. So unfortunately, they'll be heading to boot camp. So we will be delivering those diplomas early, but obviously we thank them in advance for their service. The remainder of the students, we wanted to make sure that graduation was before they left for college or kind of started their careers. And we're happy to report. We seem to be actually, August 1st seems to be a very popular date on the North Shore for graduations. So it'll be a busy day.
I think the it's been pretty well documented on the transition for kids going to remote learning. What's it been like for your staff to set up the distance learning?
Well, we were very fortunate. We developed a team actually in early March with some key administrators and started to develop a remote learning plan. As a just-in-case scenario. So by the time the governor had announced that couple-week shutdown, we actually already had an instructional continuity plan, and we rolled with it. We were able to meet with the teachers ahead of time in anticipation. So that Monday prior to the shutdown, we actually had a staff meeting. And that meeting kind of opened up the doors to a possibility of a remote learning situation. And we developed teams of individual support teams for those that may not feel as comfortable with technology in the moment. So they did have some days in-house to prep for this, which we were very fortunate to have done, because I think it really paid volumes. Being in a high school setting, it can be challenging to kind of get kids, you know, up early and to do their learning. But I have to say that as much of a success that remote learning can be when you're faced with a pandemic that we all were, we believe that it was somewhat of a success.
Well, I think, too, Essex Tech is uniquely situated due to the fact you have so many programs that are on the job, you know, hands-on learning. And everybody's in the same boat. Nobody can do that. But I'm guessing that when you pick the program back up in person, many of these programs will have to sort of, like, if you're going from 10th to 11th grade, you miss maybe a couple of sessions with hands-on learning. They'll have to sort of backtrack and pick it up from there.
Absolutely. So we were fortunate that we had a lot of students that were out on cooperative education placements in their junior year. So as they enter senior year, many of those positions where our kids are on co-op were what we called essential workers. So with their parents' permission, obviously, they were able to continue to work through the pandemic. For the most part, not all of them. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, we left it up to the family to make that decision. But yes, we will have, what we opted to do for remote learning is in every vocational program, they need to learn what we call theory application. And theory is the academic component of each of those vocational and agricultural programs. And that's what we had the vocational and agricultural teachers focus on, was that related theory at the time. So now we'll be really diving deep into the skill set.
Right.
The actual applicable skill sets when we return.
Can you brag about one or two of the kids who did work in these essential programs, whether it was food service or healthcare or anything?
Yes, I can. So there's a gentleman. There's so many stories. We have health kind of certified nursing assistants that have worked through. There's also a gentleman, and he is in one of the building trades. Well, actually, there's two gentlemen in the building trades. One is a landscaper, and one is an electrical. And one is Michael Chavez, and he actually owns his own landscaping business. So I wish I had the name of his landscaping business, because I'd give him a plug right now. But he's a kid that came to us from Saugus, landscaping student. He came to us, had some challenges, left us, and then came back. But in the meantime, he had already opened up a landscaping business, and he had been working through COVID.
Wow.
And he was struggling at one point, and so he reached out to me, and he said, you know, I'm really having a hard time with remote learning, keeping up with my work, you know, my 40 hours of work a week. And we kind of worked together on it, and he is one of those shining stars. Great kid. Really wanted to do well, and he was just one of those kids that wants to work, and that's what he did. Another kid, Nathan Clement, he also reached out and said, you know, Ms. Riccio, I can't do this remote learning. I'm working 40 hours a week, so I don't get to do my schoolwork until I get out of work. And he was wiring, actually, new homes, because residential, at the time, residential work for construction trades was not taken off the table, so he was able to continue to work. And we worked through it, and I just kept checking in on him, and he's a great kid, and he did well. And he's going to do well, because he was able to balance this kind of weird situation of remote learning, but also being an electrical apprentice, so going to work every day at 7 a.m., and then not being done his homework until 11 or 11:30 at night.
Wow.
And yet he was able to do it. So he's kind of a shining star in my light anyway.
Those are great stories. And, you know, we talk a lot about the kids. We talk with sports captains a lot over the year, and the Moynihan student athletes and so on. And every time we do, Dr. Riccio, I say, we're in good hands. These kids are going to save us from ourselves. And you just gave two more outstanding examples. So that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it feels good for us because, you know, we really are training them for the workforce. You know, it doesn't matter if they go to college or they go to an apprenticeship program. At the end of the day, they need to learn how to work with other people, work under very stressful situations and circumstances. So we, as an opportunity to teach that work-life balance when they're young. They don't have to figure it out when they're out of school. They're figuring it out right now as they're in high school, and we're able to give them that support when they need it.
Okay, what's the plan now? We saw what the guidelines are, and I'm guessing they're probably in flux as well and could well change before the month is out, before July is out. But as of the moment, what are you guys planning on?
Yeah, I have a sign in my office that says everything is subject to change, and I purchased that. Actually, I purchased it 7 years ago, but nothing is truer than now. So I think a lot of flexibility and kind of rolling with the punches, and there are just so many things that are out of our control right now. So the most important for whatever may come, and even if we don't know what may come, so that, I think that is why the commissioner and the governor have stated that they would like to see three plans submitted to from each of the schools, because there is that what if there's a surge and we have to go back to a full remote learning. So We have developed action teams, and we developed those in May, actually, prior to any guidance from the state, just to be proactive. And so each team has been given a captain, and the captain of that team then is in charge of that particular part of the plan. So whether it's scheduling, whether it's facilities, whether it's budget. And that way, it's not just me making a decision. It's really important that it's not one person making a decision. You need to make sure that you have multiple different personalities and skill sets on a team in order to then come together. So we've been planning for this since May. We will continue to use the new guidance from the state. We will continue to listen to them. And then also being a vocational school, there'll be specific guidance for vocational schools coming out as well, which will be a little bit different. I'm on the state team on the vocational school side in order to help develop what that's going to look like.
Well, congratulations on not just surviving, but really also it being very successful to your staff and your kids. It's been great. And we will check in with you in the very near future as well.
That'll be great. Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough for our staff, because it's really, nothing is done alone. Nothing is done in silos. It really is the parents, the staff, the students, and actually our school committee as well, that have been so supportive, because that's our primary focus, obviously, is the success of our students. So thank you for inviting me on, and I look forward to talking to you again. And I'll give you an update whenever you need one.
All righty. That is Dr. Heidi Riccio, who is the superintendent of schools at Essex Tech.